DHS has also claimed in a press release law enforcement officers were boxed in by 10 cars, and only when Martinez tried to, quote, run them over, that's when the officers fired.
There's only two cars involved in this.
When you read this stuff, like they're trapped, they can't move, they're boxed in, there's literally nobody in front of them, there's nobody in that lane, and there's nobody to the side.
The federal complaint lays out the Martinez vehicle drove into and sideswiped the driver's side of the CBP vehicle. And then when the agents got out, that Martinez drove at the Border Patrol agent before he started firing. The initial Department of Homeland Security releases went even further. Quote, Border Patrol law enforcement officers were ambushed by domestic terrorists. And Kash Patel, the FBI director, also put out a tweet that over a week later was still up, conflating video from a completely separate incident with this one.
Honestly, that's why I'm speaking to you. Normally in a criminal case, I would not speak to the media until the case is over. But there is such misinformation out there that the public needs to see. This is not what they've been sold by the government. This is not a domestic terrorist. It's a 30-year-old Montessori school teacher with no criminal history who's never done anything close to what they're saying.
This neighborhood in Chicago where this happened is a predominantly Latino community, and volunteers and even community organizations have come together to create this informal network of sorts, warning people when ICE or other immigration enforcement might be in the area, but also to make sure people are documenting what's going on.
And in many of these immigrant communities, you can't miss the Know Your Rights signs or notices about ICE, as the federal government has ramped up immigration enforcement in the city.